Warning, what follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem. I'm Nick.
And I'm Zach.
Welcome to We're In Feared, a barely educational podcast about global folklore that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your world. Have been talking and then have like weird sounds come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna die there.
What
was going on?
Trying to blow a bubble, a non-existent bubble.
Like, reverse choke.
It was like an outwardly motion. So yeah. Hey, whatever.
It's all right. We all made it.
We didn't make it. It was a little confusing. Have you ever been confused by how things work?
Yes.
Just like, what is this? What's going on?
What is this?
Well, I've got a slight fright for you today. But I mean, like, just, you know, a total misunderstanding of how something functions. You just don't get it. Why is this like this?
And it's spooky.
And it's spooky, bizarre. Like something, you're like, what's that? And you're like bewildered, you know? You're like, hey, what's going on? I don't know.
What is going on? Well, I never know.
You don't ever know. And sometimes you really don't know. All right. So imagine, if you will, that you're out. Late at night, or I mean, hell, just the middle of the day. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're out somewhere.
Sure.
You're out and about.
How did I get here?
Well, you, let's just say you walked outside of your home.
That's confusing.
Let's say you're picking out hobbies. You picked a hobby.
I'm picking out hobbies?
Yeah, you're right there. You're like, what should I do? And you reach into your pocket, and you're like, by golly, I got a phone, and I'm in nature. What if I just take some pictures?
Sure.
So you decide you're going to take some pictures outside. We've all done this.
Sure.
All right. But you decide you want to take some real cool pictures.
They got to be cool.
They got to be radical. You want some radical pics.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about rad pics?
I'm all for
them. I'm all for rad pics, too. I'll put in my Instagram bio. Fan of rad pics.
Yeah.
What's that? I don't ask. So, yeah, you're on the hunt for some radical pictures. So you go out snapping. That's what I'm calling it. I mean, you can use your Snapchat if you like. That'd be weird if you want. I know you're all about the Snapchat.
I'm all about Snapchat.
I just nonstop hit up Zach on Snapchat. He's snapping all the time.
Go for it.
So you're out there snapping. Mm-hmm. Snapping your heart out.
Chatting, snapping.
Chatting and snapping. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. That's what the kids say.
Yep.
You know, the youths.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow youths of today.
No cap.
No cap. Well, as long as your pictures ain't mid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm not going to start down that rabbit hole. Of all the cool lingo that can exist.
Me and my brother were talking about Gen Z slang the other day.
Sure.
And millennial slang, and we compared, that we found like an article, and it said like Gen Z uses "that's sus" to say, you know, when things are suspicious.
Correct.
Millennials say "that's suspicious." And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, we just say the whole word?
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like, we got time for that.
We got time for another syllable or
two. Yeah, it's fine. Just suspicious. I mean, it's just so funny sometimes. Again, because it just shifts.
Yeah.
Then who knows what's going to be said next? It's always,
you know. That's fine. I just thought that was funny.
That one's good, though. I like that one. Yeah, we'll just say the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. What if it's, I mean, again, light, dark, night, day, it doesn't matter, but let's say it's dark. Let's say you point your camera up and you shoot the stars.
Okay.
Just taking pictures of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're outside. There's probably some, you know, you got lights on a little bit, maybe. You probably shouldn't if you're trying to take pictures of the stars.
Probably not.
But let's say there's like a side light or something outside, or a garage light.
Mm-hmm.
Takes you snapping some pictures. Or just out in general, the light from behind you, from the house, might be backlighting you a little bit. Anyways, the point
is light pollution.
There could be a little bit, yeah. But you're shooting the stars. Maybe you'll catch a glimpse of a UFO. What if you see some aliens? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Won't this be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you know how to have a good time.
Hell yeah.
And dag nabbit, you take those pictures. You snap away. Click, click, clack. That's what the sound phone makes.
You're literally describing what I did last time I was on vacation, basically.
Literally, as I'm saying this, I realize you may have been up to these things.
Yep.
But yeah, so you just, you know, that's what you're doing. So this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, you're using your fancy phone, taking some pics. When you get back inside and look at the pictures on your phone, or, you know, let's just get crazy. Let's say you actually, like, used a, you know, you had a camera and took some pictures and had to get them developed. So you have to wait a little bit before you get them back. What if you got crazy? What if you did that? What if you filmed video? What if you did all these things?
What if, yeah, go nuts.
You're going nuts. Again, you know how to have, you know how to have a good time.
Zach and I like to party.
Fact.
Taking pictures of the sky.
That's a Zach fact.
Mm-hmm.
That is, his name is Zach, and he likes to party. So anyways, at some point, you get these pictures and this video back. Again, if it's your phone or your camera, phone.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon. Get those pictures developed. Might take a second. That's okay. So anyways, once you get these pictures back, you notice the most bizarre thing.
Spaceman?
Well, you're seeing the stars and a little bit of the light pollution, so there's a little bit of a, you know, maybe even your flash goes off at some point by accident. But anyways, any of these pictures, you see these little tubular, and by tubular, I don't mean like radical. I mean, it looks like a tube.
Yeah.
I realized that as I was rereading it. I mean, they could in fact be tubular.
Some tubular.
Dude, it's fucking tubular. Tube. These little tubular entities flying all over the place. Now, you know enough to know cameras can sometimes catch and pick up things our normal eyes cannot. But clearly nothing normal could explain this in any fashion. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's just little cylinder zips going across the screen. They have kind of like some jagged edges. Kind of looks almost like floating barbed wire. Kind of, sort of.
Huh.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? What have you discovered?
But they're moving? So this is video?
In the video, you'd see them moving. In a camera, you would see them just kind of like as like a streak.
Mm-hmm.
So like you might be able to see the ridges and stuff more obviously in the video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what have you discovered? You've never seen this before. And clearly nothing normal could explain this. Is this something new? Were you being attacked? Were these things? Were these entities? Were they trying to communicate with you? I mean, you're just blown away at this point. You don't know what is happening right now.
Floored.
You are absolutely floored. So you do what any excited person would do, is you instantly hop on the internet after messaging all your friends that are the most inviting to the strange and paranormal, because you just have to show them what you found. So, like, again, whatever hour, pick what time of day is it? What time of night? What time is it?
2 a.m.
Great. You're sending out all these random texts to all your friends that that you share spooky stories with and talk about crazy stuff like that. Harassing group chats and just all sorts of things. So you're
really
just
being a nuisance.
You're really they're gonna wake up and they're gonna be pissed off about, especially, look at these tube aliens I found. Mm-hmm. Like what? I have to go to work. It's 6:30 in the morning. Heck, it's 5 o'clock. What are we doing? Well, anyways, after you spam all your friends, turns out you're not alone. And these weird spinning, flapping 3-inch or 4-inch to 3-feet long tubes have been discovered in personal photos, videos, and TV shows and movies since, like, the 90s. It turns out you're not alone. Truly. Many people have seen these things. They're everywhere!
Okay.
But what are they?
Aliens.
Could be. Well, you see, Cryptid Wiki has some people's ideas listed. So these are some theories about what these things are. Kind of why I just felt like even telling you this at all today. All right. Also, these things have been called, they're called something else too, but they've been called air rods.
Air rods.
Air rods, yeah. Like, you know, hot rods, like a car?
Oh, yeah.
This is an air rod. It's a little tubular
thing
flying through the skies.
Yeah.
All right. Air rods might not be made of matter.
Antimatter?
Air rods are made of electromagnetic fluxes or some other form of energy. Very specific things, clearly.
Alien farts.
Could be alien flatulation. Mm-hmm. Air rods are made of some undiscovered fifth phase of matter other than solid, gas, liquid, and plasma. It's just something else, you know, because the universe is just full of other things besides those four things.
And that is a scientific fact.
Correct. Is that another Zach fact?
Yep.
Okay, good. If air rods could have evolved from the organisms, why does it start with if?
When? Maybe it's just... Obviously.
Yeah.
When they evolved from organisms.
Yeah, air rods have evolved... Well, I'll keep the could in there, but I'm sure it's another fact. Air rods could have evolved from the organisms that are native to the clouds. Because those are things, too.
What the fuck does that mean?
How do you feel about cloud organisms that live there, and then they evolve into air rods?
Isn't that where, like, the giants live?
What? We could have a whole episode on
where
what
Jack and the Beanstalk found giants.
It's true. Maybe air rods escaped from Jack and the Beanstalk. The story. Not like Jack and the Beanstalk, because actually it'd be like the giant's realm.
Yeah.
Which is the clouds. Another possible... clear fact, again, nothing normal could explain anything we're talking about. Air rods may be tears in reality or condensed strings, a theoretical physical entity posited by the string theory of physics.
I was gonna say, so that's where string theory comes in.
Yeah, literal flying strings. Yeah. How do you, I mean.
I think that's what string theory is about, is flying strings.
It feels right. Yeah, you take pictures and see strings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, they take, you know, people. And just, you can, you know, get a master's in quantum mechanics
that
and string theory.
Is a scientific fact.
That's what we're full of today.
Yep.
Well, turns out people looking for these things, since they are the most, I mean, they're most visible on large swatches of the same color, like black sky, blue sky, like a one, so you can see the variations more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, often the sky. So because they're kind of like looking for stuff, what do you call somebody who's kind of like looking for something, looking for a bite, looking for... They call themselves sky fishers is what the people who look for these things are, because they're fishing in the sky.
Okay.
So by that logic, the things they're looking for are sky fish.
That's what the air rods are?
Yeah. Air rods are also called sky fish. They're the same thing.
Cool.
Nothing normal could explain this.
Are these only printed, or are this digital too?
Video. If you'd want at some point, or maybe even on Behind the Veil, we can look up videos of air rods.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious because I'm trying to.
Did I?
I'm trying to like troubleshoot here. If like this is like a printer only thing, like if you're getting your photos printed, is it like something that they use to move the developing photos around? You know.
Correct. Which is, you know, you're thinking like a
scientist,
like a
doctor.
A doctor, fact, science man.
Yep.
Because I'm going to send you, what I'm sending you now is one that I had saved on my phone. Because when I saw a picture, I was like, well, that is kind of neat. But I mean, you could, I'm open to you, because clearly we're going on a, you know, we're going to be talking about some things here. Mm-hmm. So you can just look at that.
Okay.
I mean, they almost look like the floaters I see sometimes, but very opaque when I look at the sky in my eyes, you know?
This is way more, distinct than I had imagined it was going to be.
That's kind of what I felt too when I was like, what the fuck is an air rod? Let's look up some shit. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, they're very distinct.
How do you feel about them? Well, if you just saw that, what would you describe it as, since this is your first time seeing
it's a little bit blurry, but it kind of looks like, yeah, you know, if you, again, it doesn't look like this exactly, but the motion of it kind of gives me this vibe.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you take a picture at nighttime with like a light and then you move the camera and it kind of leaves like a trail.
Okay, sure.
It kind of gives me that vibe.
Yeah,
but
that's a normal thing. Yeah.
But they look more physical, mm-hmm, in a way.
Yeah. I mean, these are all good thoughts. These are all good things that a normal person would think, hopefully. I mean, again, I don't mean to sound too biased here, but like, that's the way you should be thinking. Or is it, you know, a rip in the fabric of space-time? You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? Because people have fun with this, let me tell you. But anyways, yeah. Nothing normal could possibly explain this. They're reliable, regular. At a closer glance, they appear to be 3D objects in space. And, I mean, people have caught them in a bunch of places, so they happen all the time. Nothing normal could explain this, clearly.
Obviously.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously they're cloud monsters from maybe a parallel dimension or a rip in time.
They look pretty innocent as far as monsters go.
Yeah, well, you know what? Looks can be deceiving.
That's where they get you.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
That one in the bottom left-hand corner has killed 35 people.
Oh.
Maybe. Just barrels through their head. Boom, boom, boom. None of that was caught on video. Don't look for it.
Okay.
But yeah, cloud monsters, parallel dimensions, rips in space-time. Obviously. All right, so back to you. You just found these things on your camera. You got on the internet. You messaged a bunch of friends. You're ecstatic. You message every friend you have the ability to now. Now it's just not even the people who like spooky shit.
Yeah.
You are, what you said before, a nuisance.
I like being a nuisance.
Especially, imagine if you spammed everybody with a picture of that. Look what I fucking found. Like, what?
Yeah. And I will fight you.
Yeah.
If you disagree.
You are joining the ranks of famous scientists. You are going to win the Nobel Prize.
Huh.
You keep digging. You're having fun.
Yeah.
But then you come across a bum-ass article that you're not a fan of. It wants to poop on your parade.
Party poopers.
Some pooper man. This article shifts your entire worldview. Now, keep in mind, you've maybe had this worldview for a total of 20 minutes. So, I mean, you're pretty invested, is my point. It's become a core belief. You don't want to alter anything after this. You're already set. This is crazy.
My mind is made up. Mm-hmm. And it cannot be deterred, because no. I am right.
Correct. You thought this was cool. Now you've chosen to believe it. Now it's part of your identity. You're an A-Rod person. Because, I mean, those people kind of exist. They're into A-Rod. Like, that's their thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of them.
You've joined their ranks. You scoff at their logic and more than 10 seconds of thought on the matter. Again, you scroll on the internet. You know what's going on.
Everything on the internet's true.
It's fact time. I mean, we're on the internet, so facts.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
I've never told a lie.
Nah, nope. Nope. So hear me out. What if, again, this is kind of what the article would have asked of you. What if, hear me out, what if this is the explanation for these things?
What if?
What if this is what they actually are?
All right, let's hear what the
poo-poo heads want to say?
Yep.
What if they were just bugs?
Bugs?
Flying fast across the sky and the camera's shutter speed catching them in a weird way.
There's no shutter on this. No shutter.
You're right. Captures frames, though.
Hmm.
They record video. What if it was no interdimensional being? What if they have not been spying on us or manipulating us for centuries?
The bugs?
The interdimensional beings that you would prefer these things to be.
Oh.
I mean, there could be a whole conspiracy about how bugs control us, but that's a separate episode, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did an episode called, like, A Bug's Kingdom? And, like, it's just how we're all manipulated by bugs. They dictate what we do. They dictate how we vote, who we love, where we work.
What? All right. Reel back in. Let's get back to the real topic here.
Yeah, the real serious topic. So no interdimensional beings have been spying on us or manipulating us for centuries, only to be discovered in the 1990s when access to personal video cameras became more prevalent and affordable. What if people were just filming bugs? Boring. But, I mean, depending on how we want to go with this, it appears to be true. You, again, in this situation, watch a few videos breaking down camera speeds and insect wings, flies, moths, whatever. In here I have you convinced, but are you convinced? Do you believe that they're just bugs?
I don't know. I could be convinced a couple different ways.
Skyfish are just strange video artifacts. When your friends message you, again, after your night of spamming them, you pretend you have no idea what they're talking about, maybe. Or no, obviously, you were not being serious. Duh. But, I mean, what we can do on Behind the Veil is you watch some of those beautiful videos, I think, so you can see in motion. Because, I mean, just like when I saw that image I sent you, I was like, well, that's weird. That's fun. Like, it's a weird little thing to catch.
Yeah.
Now, to be somewhat serious for a moment, as you can tell, I think it's, you know, I think these things are crazy. I think people's infatuation with them, perhaps certain people's, is kind of crazy because they think it's, I mean, they're never that big. Again, 4 inches to like 3 feet, depending on how long the streak is or how long you catch the alleged
bug.
That's
like what I was wondering with this picture you sent me, like the perspective of it. Like, yeah. I can't tell how big that
like
is.
It's usually something flying close to like the camera lens, so it can change the size. And again, imagine like a white moth on like a black sky, and it's going, zipping across the screen. It's like zzz, zzz.
Yeah.
You know, like the wings are flapping, because some of it looks kind of transparent. So some of these articles talk about how, like, you know, the wings. And also, I watched one guy, a video, break it down where, like, according to the, I watched the video, so then I didn't write this down, but like watching it, my bare bones summary is that, like, you can tell, like, how like the motions of it flapping, like how fast like a moth generally flaps its wings, and how much the video, the images are recorded for a video, like the frame rate, like
frames per second, or
like it evens. He did the math and it evens out to, like, you know, wing and then a dip, a wing dip, wing dip. Like it tracks.
Huh.
It's, you know, that's like, it's,
well, even this picture you sent me, like, you can kind it's of very, see it's like very, a pattern to the,
it's
outside.
It's rhythmic,
things.
Yeah, right. It's very rhythmic.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like a blur or some, like you said, artifact and like making the photos.
It is blurry, but like then you see like distinct like patterns kind of on the sides too. Mm-hmm. So
it's very regular.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not surprised that skyfish became a thing, especially during pre-internet, early internet days of the 90s. What's this weird shit? Let's look this up. Oh my God, we can notice them in all these places if we look close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine with HD stuff, like it's, can they almost be... Oh, it'd probably be easier to tell it was a bug.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this is not me discounting other weird camera stuff. I'm not pooping on orbs or anything like that right now or whatever. This is a separate issue because, again, also not an orb. Look at it. It looks very... Orbs look amorphous and, like, energy-ish and, like, lens flary.
Yeah. This doesn't look like an orb.
That's solid.
At all.
It's solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, like this skepticism is specifically about these long, spinning, flapping cylinders that we can usually only see across the sky or wide swaths of the same color. Because obviously, I mean, we can have fun. They're bugs. We can pretend they're not. But, like, it's a bug. The optical illusion is pretty cool, though.
It is cool.
But nothing otherworldly. If you want, again, like we talked about, you can watch a bunch of videos on YouTube and write your own stories. So, like, if it wasn't a bug and you saw that and you decided not to go in the camera route of, like, a crazy, like, just a streak or some weird stuff, I mean, what theory would you come up with those guys? Well, what would you jump to seeing these little things flying around?
I mean, just looking at this picture, like, I gotta know how close I was to this. Like,
correct. Because it can be different, you know, different...
Because I feel like looking at this picture... It's like, these bugs were right in front of me. How did I not see them when I was taking this picture?
Right.
You know.
You focused on other shit.
I guess, but it does have the erratic pattern that you normally see with, like, insect flight, so I see that. Mm-hmm. This one, like, what was it, three bugs, like, talking to each other, and they split up when you took the picture, though? Like,
it feels like something like that, right?
Yeah, they collided. I mean, I'm used to seeing bugs run into each other. We got the beehives mm-hmm. and everything, and they move crazy. But what was the question?
What was your theory for these things? If you
saw
what
would my theory be?
Yeah, what would you go with? And it can even be like, you know, I mean, whatever feels right to you, like something crazy, something nuts.
If this just turned up on my, like, I was just taking a picture and I saw this.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what I'd initially think. I'd start looking around and be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And maybe snap a few more pictures and see if it showed up, and then try to see with what I'm visually seeing compared to the camera.
You would use your smart human mind. Yeah.
And then, I mean, with the way this looks, if there were bugs flying in front of me and I didn't see them when I was taking these pictures, and then they were showing up on my phone or my camera.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, that's weird.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like if they were bugs in front of me, I'd be like, oh, it's just the bugs.
Yeah. If you saw bugs there, you'd be like, oh, the bug's got in the way.
Yeah.
Because one of the breakdowns of the video, Skyfish Explained, What Are Flying? This is a video I watched. It's probably going to start playing, which I don't want to. I just want the full title, so that's fine. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, Skyfish Explained, What Are Flying Rods? And this was a video that I watched from Retro Gem Media on the YouTube.
Are they also called Sky Snakes at all?
I think I've heard of like something with like Sky Serpents or something.
Okay.
That was attached to some of this.
I think that was on my list at one point, and I tried looking into it, and I could not find anything worth talking about.
Yeah. I found this. I came across this bad boy because I was looking. It seems like there's been more obscure. I feel like the internet, like people are really almost like us, are digging for like obscure cryptid or stories and things. Mm-hmm. So like I found an article from 2000. Why did I say it that way? 2013. That's a lie because that's not the year at all. 2023. It's a listverse.com article. 10 obscure cryptids and why you've never heard of them. And this was one of them. So into what you're saying, yeah, because they're like nothing. Even when in his mentioning here, like this is what this is, but it's like nothing, the end.
Yeah, because it was on my list and I think I just moved it off because I was like, there's nothing.
Yeah, I was looking for a quick slide, for a quick banger just to be like, what? And then like the idea of like even retro videos and stuff appeals to me even just talking about it, especially like. Sorry, I was loading this Sky Serpents thing. Yeah, all over the world, explanations.
This was a couple of years ago that I looked into this, too. So maybe there's more now. I doubt it, but.
Oh, yeah, because these are like flying snakes and stuff. But like this could be like, if you can see from across the table, like they change it, like those things.
That looks different than what I was looking up, but.
Yeah, like this random.
It could have evolved at this point.
This random shit in the sky. Okay. This is like Sky Serpents. So maybe Sky Snakes was different, but like.
Yeah, it could have been. It was like a while ago that I was looking into this, though, too.
So. But I also feel like people looking for obscure things find something that nobody ever talks about, and then they proliferate it like what I'm doing now. So then more people know about this thing that nobody had any reason to even know about or care about before.
Sure.
And then now it just exists and it's out there, and it might make it on even more lists. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was a thing that like really wasn't talked about before. But yeah, so again, Skyfish, a crazy optical illusion that tests the limits of human imagination. Now, to close things out, I came across this news article from 2014 addressing the issue because beliefs in them persist because, again, what if they aren't bugs at all? What if it is cuckoo crazy town?
Sure.
Or not cuckoo crazy town. Crazy as in the fact, like, wouldn't it be crazy if this was real? And it exists. I would not call someone crazy for thinking that these things might be interdimensional beings or anything like that. That would be weird if I did that. This is a channel. This is a News9.com article. This is appears to be from Oklahoma. News 9 investigates the phenomenon of rods. So imagine.
Okay.
Look at these giant ones in the sky. Those are big ones. Those look different.
Yeah.
They
look different. Than
they do. All
right. Also almost looks like a trail.
It does. It just but like it's a darker vibe. Again. All right. So this starts off talking about how cameras capture a variety of moments. Sometimes they get something weird. Then there's a man from New Mexico who believes he's discovered a new life form. People talking about that. Quote, "There is a phenomenon that exists among us," said Jose Escamilla, founder and researcher of rods. "They're like skyfish. They swim through the air like fish." His first photos
like
came
bugs?
Back in 1994. No, those are skyfish. Don't you know?
Okay.
Whenever I see a bug, I'm just going to call it a skyfish.
Look
now.
At that skyfish.
What? This is a dragonfly. I mean, that's but like it's skyfish. Yeah. "At first, I thought they were insects, birds, you know, floating close to the lens of the camera."
Okay.
But then he's like, he talks about how like at such a high shutter setting, he doesn't think this is a possibility. He thinks this is a, you know, not the case.
Sure.
He rules it out. Okay. We think it's a living entity of some kind. It does have behavior of being alive. They're very evasive. They're super fast.
I mean, it could be.
He describes a rod as a 1 to 6 feet long with a cylinder body and multiple sets of wings. So he's imagined like a flying centipede.
But like, instead of legs, wings.
It's just wings. Like that image I showed you with how it, again, like it's just a long like snake
thing. Could be like an angel then.
With the wings, I mean.
Tiny.
Tiny little angel.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of fae creature. We don't know what they're doing here. We don't know how long they've been here. We have rock carvings that appear to show rods and cave drawings. It's, and here it says, I said that weird because it says on carved drawings. Carve, is that a? From 50,000 years ago. I don't see any of those drawings in this article. It'd be nice to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then keeps going on. Some skeptics are like, you know, it's fun to talk about, but I don't know about that. Then there was a gentleman. What is this gentleman's name? Yeah, this gentleman, Mark Zimmerman, was an assistant professor of photography at the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond. They caught some in like some photos they took, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People in the class, this is his quote, people in class joked around about it, like UFOs, but most likely it was probably like a bug or a plane or something. The fact that it was in a cemetery made it a little more creepy. Oh, cemetery. Idiot. That's my fault. They split it up with a hyphen because it went, whatever. But they found it in a cemetery. So, I mean, that gets you thinking about ghosts and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to prove his point, he had a little experiment and like set up a bunch of things and like took shots. Exposure times on a porch light. And then they got like pictures of rods, which again, around a porch light, would make them just moths. And they had proof that it was moths because they could look out and say it's a moth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quote. This is, again, Escamilla. Each object has its own certain footprint, its certain pattern of flight. You can tell what an insect looks like. You can tell what a bird looks like. A dragonfly and a rod is a rod. So they go on to talk about how huge they are. And then Zimmerman, again, the professor of photography, goes, I think everyone always has some sort of conspiracy on anything. I mean, it could be Bigfoot. Now, he's just like, you know, being
goofy. Tongue-in-cheek.
Right. But, I mean, that's the gist of that article. Again, News9.com. News9 investigates the phenomenon of rods. So there is that. And then as I was doing that, I found a forum that maybe you had came across on your fictional hunt when you were looking up the rods you took pictures of. So these are just comments from people from 2008, which is always a great year for the internet. Let's see. These are theories. A common theory held by cryptozoologists and believers is that rods are some kind of unknown being. When viewing rods on camera, they appear to be able to behave and move on their own. They think UFOs. Rods have been spotted in, you know, U.S., Canada, even China. They've been set underwater in caves. This exact article calls back to Jose Escamilla. Those are
just normal fish.
Yeah, if they're underwater, it's a normal fish. And then one of that video I told you, maybe it wasn't that one. Or maybe it was. But there's video in one of the videos I mentioned here, the one I looked at, about how like a guy was like jump like a base jumper mm-hmm. like by a cave, and they see one fly across the cave because it's a big enough space so you can see this stuff. And then rods in popular culture. And that's basically just like, yeah, it talks more about Jose Escamilla. Again, he's a man about rods. There was a 2-part documentary about flying rods in China. So a lot of people have seen a lot of rods. So what if they are not bugs after all? What if it is some mystical, interdimensional, spiritual-ish being that's been doing its thing?
What if it is fae? What if it is folk flying around?
I mean, can we ever truly know?
Not really.
I mean, if you take a picture and it looks just like that, and you walk outside and you see a bug. What I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not. But I didn't know skyfisher rods existed, so I figured I'd tell you about it.
Yeah. Nah,
skyfish.
I didn't know skyfish. Again, I came across something like sky snakes or sky serpents or I don't know, back in the day, but mm-hmm. I had moved on quickly, so.
Yeah, right. And again, we're moving on a little quickly now because that's all that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, that listverse.com article I used, the cryptids.fandom.com article on air rods. And then, then I have something here for Behind the Veil we can fuck with. It was a personality test to see what cryptid you could be. So I put that in. So I think we're going to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, and I mentioned that video that I also used as kind of like a source. So, just air rods. Sky, interesting to normal real quick if you want to believe that. Otherwise, you can just have fun. So
cool.
All right, so if you've seen, send us pictures of your air rods. Well, make sure it's an air rod. Just don't send pictures of your rods. That could be that's not what. Make sure don't show anything flying around in the look at my air rod, Nick. No,
yeah,
we don't need to see that.
I support everyone sending that to Nick.
Well, no, yeah, not to Nick. No bullshit. I don't need to see your air rod. I believe you.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's very mystical. That's enough. Mm-hmm. And then, you can leave us a review wherever you're able to do such a thing. We appreciate that. And then support us on the patreon.com/weirdandfeared, where you can listen to what we have up there behind the veil. And you start listening now. We're uploading the entire episode, so you can jack into that feed. You'll get Weird and Feared. You'll get Behind the Veil in one file. With no cute little ad to start you off, so it'll be an ad-free version if you just support the podcast for one good old dollar.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you want to do that, cool. We support anything that you're up to. Not everything you're up to. I know what you're up to. Yeah. We support you supporting us in any way you can is how that translated in my head.
If you want to tell us what you're up to, we'll tell you if we support it.
Correct. I'm not just going to sign off on anything you're up to. Who knows what that is?
Yeah, no carte blanche
here.
Yeah,
no. That's we revoke that. We're not doing that. That'd be nuts. No thanks. Yeah, like if you send me your air rods, I would not support that.
I would.
Yeah, well, that's your own personal world, your own personal fantasy. Me looking at people's air rods. All right. But, and I guess we're going to, on Behind the Veil, we're going to take that personality test. We'll see what kind of cryptid we are.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a terrible one, but, I mean, that's what we're going to be up to next. So, do what you want to do, but if you want, support us on the Patreon, and stay spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky.